How has it been going? Because you've just been doing some amazing shows with Boy and Bear. How are you feeling?
Oh, so good. Like, elated. It's just amazing. The venues we've been playing are incredible. They're probably the most beautiful venues I've ever seen in my life. I haven't attended them, like, by myself anyway, so it's pretty shocking. Like, they're huge. The crowds have been amazing.
And such a good experience for you as well. So, hang on, you said that you've never, like, been to these venues as,
no.
like, a punter before?
No, I've never seen them before, and they're just crazy. Like, they're amazing.
Well, pretty cool way to start off. But let's dive into your story a little more, because I'm sure for some people who have seen you at these shows with Boy and Bear, it could be their first introduction to Jess Day. So what's the story? When did you start making music and what got you into it?
I got into music in primary school. I was just super into it. I was, like, obsessed with Paramore, and that was sort of the beginning of it all.
Fair enough.
And then, yeah, I wanted to learn guitar, so I taught myself guitar mainly. Yeah, it was super embarrassing because I had a computer that I had to share in the hallway with my family, and I had super bad anxiety about performing in front of them. So I was, like, on the down low, covertly trying to learn guitar. And, yeah, so, like, when I got to high school, I learned how to record just covers and stuff in my room. And then after that, I really got into writing songs myself when I was, like, 18. And I wrote my first song, which was Waiting. But, yeah, I never thought I was going to do music because I was into like, band music, and I didn't know a way I could do that myself without a band. And then I heard Julia Jacklin's Pool Party, and I was like, hey, that sounds like something I can do by myself. And, yeah, and then I recorded Waiting, and it was, like, pretty indie, pretty chill, but I'm trying to get more into writing, like, rockier music. So, yeah, I've been practicing writing songs for maybe, like, 3 or 4 years now.
Wow. So it's pretty fresh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you started getting into music, because you grew up in Roxby Downs, right? And that's, like, 6 hours from Adelaide?
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
What is it like growing up in a place that, you know, is quite a regional area, especially being surrounded by music? You didn't have too many other friends making music that you could do, like, a band thing with?
No. So Roxby days, I was just on the cusp of getting into music. It was more so moving from Roxby that made me really get into music, because it was such a jarring transition. It was so different living in the city. But Roxby was great. It was a great place to grow up. It was a really wholesome upbringing. Like, you could just walk to the shops and, yeah, it was super outdoorsy, and I had a really good childhood. But then I got to Adelaide and it was super weird, and, like, I didn't understand, like, it was just, yeah, it was really different, and I kind of felt like a little bit of an outsider. And then that's when I started getting into music, because I was like, oh, I'm misunderstood.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of isolation feeling, I mean, it's turned into a pretty massive pro for you, because you've churned out some really impressive tunes, the three that we've heard so far, and also the DIY approach.
Yeah. So that's something I started getting into around 18 as well. And then I basically got like a studio, a home's little kind of not that great studio set up, and I got some monitors and like an interface, and I started learning how to record different elements of a song. So like, yeah, how to track bass and program drums and stuff like that, so I could do it myself, because I just really wanted like full creative control, so I could just churn out songs like whenever I felt like it. And yeah, so that's pretty much what my demo process is like now as well. So it's they're pretty fully fleshed out songs before I take them to get recorded. So yeah, it's given me a lot of flexibility with what I can do.
So Jess, single number 3. Yeah, and as we mentioned before, you said it was a bit more rockier. I'm definitely hearing a bit more attitude and snarl than the other two. What awesome. Triggered this? When did you write it?
Oh, I wrote this one during a particularly bad breakup. Yeah, so there was a lot of angst in there. There was a lot of pent-up emotions that I hadn't expressed during the relationship, and I just needed an outlet for it. I was so messed up, and, yeah, it all came out in Rabbit Hole quite intensely.
And vocally as well, it's funny that you mentioned how much Paramore have been a bit of an influence, because the first thing that I did think of when I heard this song was like your vocal delivery and your tone very much so has like a Hayley Williams vibe to it.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Massive
That's
compliment.
The best thing I've ever heard. Yeah, huge. Amazing.
Do you still listen to their stuff or refer back to it with like making music now?
I went off them for a couple of years, but it's just like they're just great. I can't dislike them. I'm definitely not hardcore into them. Like I was like level 10 into them. Now it's like I remember feeling the nostalgia of enjoying them as a teenager, like, is what I enjoy now. So that's more of what I listen to them for.
Did you ever have an emo phase?
Absolutely. It was intense. I had dark red dyed hair because I wanted to be like Hayley Williams, and I pretty much exclusively wore a Day to Remember t-shirts. So that was the phase. Yeah, it was good.
Amazing. I need to see photos of this too, so you're going to have to send
some. Oh God, there's too many. My mum was a photographer, so there's so much evidence. I can't escape it.
It's always fun to look back on anyway. But hey, speaking of your music and what else is to come, because yeah, we're three singles in, everything's sounding great. What can you tell us about a future plan? Have you got like an EP lined up?
That would be nice. I mean, I dream of the day I get to release an album. That would be great. But for now, I've got some good stuff in the works, so I've probably got a single coming out relatively soon. Ooh. Which will be nice. That'll be the next step, but I'd love to do an album. I can dream.
Of course. Well, hey, with this new single that you just mentioned, how does it like compare to Rabbit Hole? Can you give us like a little tease as to what we can expect?
It's a bit more of like a pop banger almost. Ooh. Like it's a bit poppier. It's still got attitude. It's got a lot of attitude, but it's pop, which is cool because I enjoy writing pop songs too.
Like sassy pop.
Yeah, it's very sassy. That's a good word for it. Yeah.
Amazing. Jess, it's been so great to chat. Thanks again for swinging by. Good nights.
Great. Thanks so much.